Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. A Food and Drug Administration Advisory Committee opens a meeting this hour to pass judgment on Pfizer's proposed COVID-19 vaccine. NPR's Richard Harris reports the FDA could move quickly after this committee votes.
The FDA uses advisory committees to help evaluate potential new drugs. The idea is to get input largely from academic scientists who have an opportunity to raise questions and to do a quick independent evaluation. In this case, a committee of about 24 members will spend much of the day reviewing data provided by the FDA and Pfizer about what could be the first COVID vaccine for people in the United States. The meeting is being streamed and it's open to the public. The committee will evaluate the safety and effectiveness of the vaccine candidate and could weigh in on related issues, such as plans for long-term monitoring. A vote is scheduled for late afternoon, and the FDA could act quickly on that recommendation. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Congress continues to debate the outlines of a coronavirus relief package, but there is disagreement. Some lawmakers want direct payments to Americans, such as the $1,200 checks given out earlier this year. NPR Scott Horsley tells us the White House is supporting direct payments, but for half that amount.
The $600 payments in the administration's plan would cost something like $140 billion, and the offset that the administration suggested is to reduce the proposed unemployment benefits. The problem is unemployment benefits deliver a much bigger bang for the buck when it comes to boosting the broader economy.
Analysts say that's because people spend unemployment benefits in places like grocery stores or on rent, helping the economy. They tend to put direct payments into their savings. Meanwhile, weekly jobless claims surged last week, according to the Labor Department, in the latest sign of economic woes as the pandemic worsens. 853,000 Americans sought unemployment benefits last week amid a sharp slowdown in job growth. New numbers from the U.S. Census Bureau show that the national poverty rate is about the same level as it was a decade ago. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports that over 13% of people in the United States are now living below the federal poverty line.
The latest numbers come from the American Community Survey. The Census Bureau compared them with the federal poverty line, which for a family of four is an annual income of just over $26,000. According to the survey, almost 44 million people are living below the poverty line. Over the past decade, the share of people living in areas where the local poverty rate is 20% or higher increased in half of the states. The survey also found racial and ethnic disparities in median household incomes. Compared to Asian, Latinx, and white households, black people saw the smallest increase in median income over the last 10 years, at less than 2%. Anzi Lawang, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR News. The Minneapolis City Council has passed a budget. It reallocates $8 million from the police department to other programs for violence prevention. But it does not limit the number of police officers. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey had warned he'd veto the entire budget if the council tried to cap the number of officers on staff. There have been calls to change police funding following the killing of George Floyd by former Minneapolis officers. The private company SpaceX has tested another of its rockets in southern Texas, but after its brief test flight, the rocket crashed on landing. Texas Public Radio's Paul Flav has more.
3, 2, 1, 0.
The SN8 launched and rose to an undisclosed height. It was shooting for over 41,000 feet. 12-story metallic cylinder looking like something straight out of a black and white science fiction film then hovered and dropped for several minutes. Finally, it refired its engines, coming back to Earth upright in the correct position, but too quickly, exploding on impact. This was no big surprise, as SpaceX founder Elon Musk gave the SN8 a 1-in-3 chance of finishing the test in one piece. The company's lost several ships in tests this year, but based on the reaction from Mission Control,
"Incredible work, team. Nice work."
It's viewed largely as a success. I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.
The government of Taiwan says an earthquake with a magnitude of 6.7 shook the island today. There are no immediate reports of injuries or damage. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for